are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I was on News 3, NBC News Channel 3, local, last night, talking about marijuana and how medical marijuana is on the rise, and how, you know, I was just kind of blowing smoke about it, you know, and how many people now are asking for medical marijuana and the different uses of it and why I'm a little concerned. And, you know, you can't be for or against medical marijuana. Right now, since marijuana is starting to be legalized in more and more states, you know, we in the medical community have to just, I guess, you know, have an open mind. Like Sanjay Gupta, remember Sanjay Gupta was against CNN. Sanjay Gupta was against medical marijuana, and now he's like, all right, we're thinking about it. We're thinking about it. Boy, we change quickly, don't we? Me too. I mean, I've had to change my opinion on it also. I thought, what? Medical marijuana? Wait, really? Really? Years ago. Because, you know, when you go through medical school, you know, you're taught that drugs are bad. Okay, and now all of a sudden we're hearing that, you know, they may be using LSD and magic mushrooms for depression, etc. The one thing I've learned now at my age is, not because I don't smoke it. Come on. What I've learned at my age is everything is made of chemicals. You got good chemicals and you got bad chemicals. And sometimes things that are bad chemicals could be actually used for good. And sometimes things used for good may actually come out bad. So, you know, like all this vitamin, you know, supplements in the news causing prostate cancer, etc. I don't know if your vitamin E really truly causes prostate cancer. But the one thing we've learned from this is just because you take something you think is quote unquote good, all right, there may be a study a year from now or 2 years from now saying it causes bad, which means those things around us that we've always thought was bad may actually be able to be utilized and turned into something good. So, you know, like Botox, okay? I mean, people were dying of botulism poisoning, opening up a can that had the air trapped in it because the bacteria were fermenting, and then they eat the food, and it's a paralytic. It affects your neurotransmitters, and it was dangerous. Botulism poisoning, oh my gosh. Yet somebody thought, well, wait a second, what if we, you know, inject it into women's faces? Right? What if we inject it into the underarm to cause you to stop sweating so much? What if we inject it into your vocal cords? What if we help inject it into the muscles, right, of the scalp and help with migraines? And then we're finding, oh, okay, yeah, botulism's good. Now, I mean, you hear people talk about Botox all the time. You're like, okay, but that used to be something bad, just like mold and fungus. Mold and fungus was bad. They were able to make penicillin out of it. So, you know, when it comes to us and research and where to go next in medicine, there's still a long way to go. A huge that we are learning. Every time we learn something new, we realize there's a million more things we don't know. And so that's why, you know, I can't stand it when I see people go, you know, I really know my field well. I know a lot. You know, a person who really knows, you know, what they're talking about will be the first one to admit there's so much we don't know. And when it comes to medicine and medical marijuana and using marijuana for seizures, if you have some people saying they have found, okay, in certain clinical settings, we don't have enough trials, but in certain clinical settings that marijuana has helped stop some seizures, well then, man, try it. I mean, sounds good to me. Okay, a lot of people though are using their medical marijuana for muscle cramps, appetite issues, glaucoma, and to fight pain. Okay, a lot of people using that. We still don't have, I think the only FDA approval we have for marijuana is appetite. Right? But this is a concern to those of us not in the medical community because we want to drive our car to work safely. You know, and we want to know that we don't have other people that could be impaired. So, one thing we talked about last night was how do you know if somebody's impaired? by it. And that's going to be a very, very difficult thing. That's going to be a problem that the cops and society and our legislators are going to have to figure out. Yeah, you know, it may be wonderful that we could try marijuana for a lot of treatments and get people off pain medicines. I would love that, especially since it's new pain medicine that was just approved by the FDA. Everybody's having a big cow with it because it's a long-term opiate. So, hell, if marijuana can help fight pain, I think that's great. It's just how do you keep people off, from driving, right? And, you know, the other thing, too, is I've told you how I have many patients that come in just for either the routine physical for work or something, and they're not on any medicines. They're not on diabetes medicine, cholesterol medicine, blood pressure medicine. They're pretty damn healthy. And it's at the point now where I ask them, how much pot do you do? Like, how did you know? I go, because you're kind of healthy. It's weird. I'm not saying pot makes you healthy. I'm still kind of freaked out about how we're going to handle legalized marijuana. But I got to tell you, some of my pot smokers are some of my healthiest patients in terms of diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, etc. All right? But the other thing we need to realize is many people that do smoke pot, maybe they don't have to go to the doctor because everything else seems to be fine. But why are they smoking? Is it because they can't sleep? Is it because they have pain? You know, one concern I have is when you self-medicate, you don't get diagnosed. You know, a lot of people who drink alcohol, they aren't drinking alcohol because they want to get buzzed and have fun. They're drinking alcohol because they're in pain, or they have depression, or they have insomnia. And so, you know, I like the idea of if marijuana is legalized in your state, you still have to have a doctor check you out. Because why are you turning to the pot? Well, because I'm having panic attacks. And when I smoke pot, it calms me down. Are you having panic attacks or are you having a cardiac dysrhythmia? All right. Now, two people died. We were talking about this in the last hour. Two people died supposedly from marijuana because the marijuana put them into an abnormal heart rhythm. This is the first time we've heard that marijuana itself, not laced with anything or mixed with anything, killing somebody. And this is two people out of Germany. Well, we're not hearing it from because they're dead, but we're hearing a report about that. All right. So, you know, if you're treating yourself and thinking you're successful with it, I, as the doctor, want to know why. I'm not going to judge you. Just what is prompting you to go and light up? And if it's turning out, you have a heart problem, et cetera, let me treat that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-TOP-SELLING.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LERPs. Soldiers love LERP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LERPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, surgeons have used a Connecticut man's big toe to replace the thumb he lost when he slipped while using a table saw. I am looking at this, and this looks really, really cool. Apparently, I remember talking about him. This was back, I'm trying to think when he lost his thumb. I remember reporting this. And I guess they couldn't really use a prosthesis. His name is Phil Colello, and surgeons could not reattach his thumb. Well, with advances in microsurgery, doctors were able to remove part of his left big toe and connect its nerve endings to what remained of his thumb. And I guess now he could function as opposed to a prosthetic because you use your thumb a lot. All right. I guess the hand specialists were Dr. Leo Otake and Dr. Sam Buonacore. And I guess they had to match their patient's toe sizes with his surviving thumb to get a good match. And so I guess they picked the toe, which makes sense. This isn't the first time we've heard of this happening. Now, you know, when he didn't have a thumb, you know, you couldn't cut steak. He said he couldn't even cut a steak when he didn't have a thumb. I mean, you just don't realize. But right now, apparently, the thumb is working. It still takes some time. It's not going to be like the real thing, but at least he has an opposable thumb. So, what we could take home from this is if you're going to, shall we say, hurt yourself, make sure, you leave some of the other body parts, okay and unscathed, because you just never know, especially, you may need a toe. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say some common bacteria that we see may be right now as we speak trying to turn into a superbug. All right, we've been talking about superbugs, MRSA, Clostridium difficile, CRE, but a new report from physicians in New York and New Mexico and the CDC describes cases of two patients with group B strep, just regular strep, okay, that used to be very vulnerable to penicillin. Okay? It was probably one of the first uses for the penicillin, is now resistant to one of the big nasty antibiotics that we have, vancomycin. Now, they say, for this to already be showing resistance, that's some pretty scary stuff. Now, they've only seen two cases thus far, but they think that the genetic mutation is starting to pop up and it could spread pretty quickly. All right. They also noticed that if the bacteria couldn't take the vancomycin, they also couldn't be resistant to some of these other antibiotics. Now, MRSA, for some reason, is still sensitive, knock on wood, to sulfa medicines like Bactrim. So some people with these bad methicillin-resistant Staph aureus infections were still able to get away with some Bactrim, etc. But strep B bacteria can cause meningitis. This is some pretty scary stuff. 1 in 4 women carry group B strep in their vaginas, or just carry it, which is why you will get a vaginal culture and be checked before you give birth, a few weeks before you give birth, because if you do have and you carry it, we give you antibiotics before the baby comes. We don't mess around. Dr. Connie Park, an infectious disease fellow at Montefiore Medical Center in New York City, I guess took care of this patient. It was an 82-year-old woman with diabetes. She developed a group B strep infection of her ankle joint after she had surgery to repair a fracture. Unfortunately, when you're older and you're vulnerable, having had surgery, this infection went to her bloodstream. Pretty scary stuff. They even tried linezolid. I've never been able to pronounce it because this came out after I left medical school, so I've only read the word. I've never heard a person pronounce it. They were able to fight it. Second patient, a New Mexico man, 48 years old, was on dialysis because of kidney disease. He had a bloodstream infection coming from the strep B that spread from a skin wound. Doctors found it was resistant to vancomycin. Now, how do they tell if something's resistant? Well, when they do cultures, right, remember your little Petri dish, right, and your little auger? Right? And so you kind of take it and you do like these little Z lines on the auger, and then you could put little discs, that's what we used to do in microbiology, little discs of the, antimicrobials. And you could see the ring of where the bacteria, the antimicrobials are killing off the bacteria. And so that's how you could tell. And so if nothing happens with the vancomycin, that's how they could see it's resistant. Pretty scary stuff. So, again, where we need to go is either more antibiotics, which kind of scares me, or finding other ways to kill bacteria. Now, how do you do that safely, okay, with somebody with sepsis? I mean, when you have the bacteria in the bloodstream, that's some pretty serious stuff. We talked about shock, how people can go into septic shock. Your blood pressure drops. You lose vascular resistance. Some people go into a coma. Some people die. It's frightening. And I don't think we have enough pharmaceutical companies working on newer drugs. You got Obamacare. You got these pharmaceutical companies not making the money like they used to. Why put money into a drug that you probably aren't going to be able to put on a formulary anyway? Who's going to take the risk? And so I don't know what's in the works. I don't know what they're working on. And they're going to probably keep it quiet. I mean, think about it. If these bugs can already mutate against some of our super antibiotics, maybe they can also mutate to being able to hear. So I say we got to kind of keep it hush-hush. Okay, if you guys are doing any research, just keep it on the down low just in case these bacteria are listening. But I'm not really hearing, you know, a lot of news on, oh, you know, this company is working on this. I mean, I know they're working on it, but I don't think we are seeing the pharmaceutical revolution like we saw in the 90s and the 2000s. And if we don't have this big gold rush type, this basically gold rush for new pharmaceuticals, we could be in a heck of a lot of trouble. You know, speaking of gold rush, there was an article that caught my eye. I'm trying to pull it up, where they say there's going to be a second gold rush in California because of the drought. Hold on a second. Let me look this up. This was interesting, I guess, because of the receding, water. All right. Apparently, there, let me see. Okay, somebody found some gold that was buried in their yard. That's not what I want to look at. It has to do with gold and the drought, where as the water line decreases, they're starting to they're finding gold. Pretty incredible stuff. Here we go. California drought creates a new gold rush. I know. I live next to California. I'm sure I could get my butt out there if I have to. But I just want to read this to you. They say record low water levels are leading prospectors to areas that haven't been mined in decades. They say one such area is Placer County, where prospectors made their first mark during the gold rush of 1849. Now, that's very interesting, okay? I mean, can you imagine just going there? And you can't just sit there and pan for gold with your little dish. I mean, you're going to have to set up a real decent operation. I've always been fascinated with the gold rush. You know, people talk about the Wild Wild West and how in the Wild West, really, you didn't see a lot of shootings. You know, people really wouldn't be shooting each other like they do in the movies. All right, where I think the Wild West stereotype came from was the gold rush. There wasn't a lot of law around. And so when people were stealing each other's sites or claims or gold with no law to be around, people took it into their own hands. So even though you're right, probably old time, I don't know, Arkansas didn't really have shootouts all the time, but gold rush, yeah, there were people that died. I think one day 11 people died. In one day, if I remember, one of the more historic days of the Wild West during the Gold Rush. But I guess right now gold is at what, 1,300 an ounce? Is that it? I don't know. I don't know. I don't have gold. When everybody said to invest in gold, we had no money because of the recession. For those of you that did invest in gold, all the power to you. Wow. Yeah. But go to California and find some. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Three-parent babies the FDA is now looking into for the three-parent embryo. They are weighing whether to approve trials of a pioneering in vitro fertilization technique that is using DNA from three people. Why would they use a third person's DNA and do a menage a trois with this embryo? Because they want to prevent illnesses like muscular dystrophy, respiratory problems, etc. Now, this is what some people would call, I guess, eugenics. You know, trying to make progeny that can that doesn't seem to be afflicted with bad genes. Now, I get very, very nervous, extremely nervous, when we start to mess with nature. But I want to talk about this when we get back. Apparently, there's people that can't have kids because they, you know, can pass on a disease because of one particular gene. Well, what if you manipulate the mitochondria, the power, you know. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to iHeartRadio out there. Big thanks to TuneIn, Talk Superstation, and all the affiliates out there that carry our show. Thank you so much. You know, some of you ask, okay, you can't see a doctor, you don't have insurance, right? But when do you go to an urgent care? When do you go to an emergency room? One of you said you were sent to the urgent care by your doctor. You went to the urgent care. They just turned around and sent you to the emergency room, and you still got a bill from the urgent care. So you were telling me how you want to, you would rather just pay one place, and that's why you go to the emergency room. This is actually something that we should talk about. Fox News was talking about this the other day, too. When do you go to an urgent care? When do you go to an ER? This is kind of important because I've even seen this with my patients years ago. Okay? Somebody would, let's say, be having some chest pain. And I'd say, okay, go to the hospital. No, I don't want to go to the hospital. It costs too much money. I'm going to go to an urgent care. And I'm like, okay, but you understand, I'll have to probably send you to the ER anyway. They go, well, then I'll deal with it. But it's way cheaper to go to an urgent care. So they'd go to the urgent care. The urgent care would say, look, you know, we got to run cardiac enzymes on you. Your EKG's coming out a little funny. Now I call 911, or they call 911, call an ambulance, then, you know, have an ambulance take you. Now you have two bills. So I can understand why you're going to want to hit it right the first time. You're not going to want to go to an urgent care if you have a life-threatening illness. But then on the other hand, we also don't want you going to, you know, the ER if you could go to the urgent care. I get that. All right? And so what's been happening is many people without insurance, they can't go to an urgent care many times without being asked to pay up front. Because they have to pay up front, many people will then go to the ER, okay? And they'll go to the ER for, you know, sometimes things that are very, very minor, you know, like a sprained ankle. Okay, well, a sprained ankle hurts, and true, you don't know if it's a fracture or not, and I think it's important to get it looked at, etc. But if it's something that's a minor sprain, your doctor can deal with it in their office, and it may actually be cheaper. You know, it can. So we usually kind of recommend don't go to the ER if you think you have a simple cold, all right, if you have a simple sprain, if you have a simple cut, laceration, those things could be fixed in the urgent care. Urgent cares are built to take care of a lot of things, okay? Where it starts to get a little tricky is, you know, what if you don't know if you're having an asthmatic attack or a heart attack? Let's say you're wheezing and you're having a hell of a time breathing. All right. You know, when that happens, I would rather you err on the side of caution. If you're having trouble breathing and a lot of trouble breathing, call 911. Have an ambulance come to your house and take a look at you. Okay. And make sure you're not decompensating. If they have to do anything, in terms of giving you oxygen, et cetera, they can do it right there in the house. Okay. I mean, if you're having trouble breathing, you don't mess around. But if you notice, like, I'm fighting this cold and you see I'm kind of wheezing a little bit, all right, this cold is kind of getting to me, you could go to an urgent care for that, all right? But, you know, mind you, there may be a wait, okay? And we're going to also talk about how to kind of minimize your wait if you can. But, you know, there's, let's say you have like a rash, a little rash, okay? You know, nothing that's desquamating and pulling off your skin and blistering, et cetera. You know, you go to the urgent care for that. A bladder infection. Okay, now, most bladder infections, yeah, you can probably go to the urgent care instead of the ER. However, I have to tell you, that one lady that came in when I was doing ER years ago with a bladder infection actually ended up being a heart attack. And I was so glad she came to me because I was able to induce her second heart attack. I didn't plan to, but I did. And then we were able to figure out she had a heart attack the night before, but she walked in thinking she had bladder issues. So sometimes even a simple UTI could still be an issue. Okay, and a serious one. But, you know, like, let's say you, have an eyelash in your eye, or let's say you think you, got some dirt in the eye. Many of you will go to an urgent care for that. However, when I did ER, sometimes we had to numb up the eye, use a slit lamp, and actually get the piece out of the eye. But for the most part, a lot of, I don't think a lot of ERs have slit lamps. Alright, this one's just a great ER in Lake Havasu. So, a lot of times you could go and get irrigated in the urgent care. So the urgent care, they could give you IV fluids, they could do blood work, they could do a urine, okay? They could do x-rays, they're great. They could even splint. You know, there's a lot of things the urgent care could do. Now, one HMO I worked for years ago had me man the urgent care. And the urgent care was designed to be the place you go to before the ER. Now, that got pretty scary because I was dealing with a lot of cardiac arrhythmias, etc. And I'm like, why are you coming here? You need to go to the hospital. They're like, well, my plan says I have to go to the urgent care first. Luckily, I was an ER doc prior to that, so I knew what to do with many of them. But, you know, if you think it's serious, go to the ER. I'd rather you go to the ER. What we don't want you going to the ER for is, oh, my doctor's office is closed and I want to get more birth control, or I want to get more pain pills, etc. Then I don't want you to be clogging up the ER for that. All right. But we also know that many of you could go to the ER and be seen in the ER without being asked to pay up front. This is why we have a huge problem in the system, okay? A lot of these things could be taken care of by an urgent care, but because you're going to be charged many times in front of the urgent care, you don't go, you go to the ER. Now we're clogging up the ER, and somebody is sitting out there that could have something worse, and you have hospitals very, very strapped. So, you know, like I said, the other thing, too, is when in doubt, call your doctor's office. okay, and say, where should I go? Okay, this is what I'm feeling, all right? And a lot of times the doctor will say, no, 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 you know what, don't mess around with this, okay? Don't mess around with this, go to the ER. And usually if you have chest pain, I would say go to the ER. I probably wouldn't do urgent care, even though urgent care could handle it. But if this isn't your typical chest pain and you think you're having a heart attack, there's a good chance they're going to keep you overnight. Right, so they could do the cardiac enzymes and check those every 8 hours to see if they're rising. So if that's the case, just go to the ER. Now, what about how to, you know, decrease your wait time? It's interesting. Fox News had a report on their health section, 5 ways to shorten your doctor's office wait time. All right, so of course, one trick I've always told you guys about is to ask the doctor when's the best time. Is it right after lunch? Is it first of the day? Or is it the last of the day? Okay? And the reason why is, you know, most of the time the staff wants to get out of there, you know, by 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. I go to the DMV right before it closes because these guys want to get out early. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second, there's a difference between the DMV and going to a doctor's office. I don't want to feel rushed. I don't want everybody trying to, get out for the night. I agree with you. I agree. Now, I mean, if it's something like, oh, I just need my prescriptions refilled, I don't need them to evaluate me, that's one thing. But if you have a sickness, no, you don't want to come in at the very, very last minute. You don't want to do that. I would recommend you be the first of the day. First of the day, because at least there's some room to go, or some time to get some stat tests, etc. All right. They also say Mondays and Fridays are usually the busiest time of day to see the doctor. So Tuesday and Thursday may be a little easier. Again, feel your doctor out. Now, if your doctor is off on Fridays, that Thursday may be a busy day. Okay. The other thing to do is call and tell them, look, this is what's going on. I have this. I have my kid's appointment, etc. Now, sometimes my nurses will be like, look, I got sick people on the phone. I don't know how far behind Dahlia is. It all depends. Somebody could right now be now giving her a slew of problems. So sometimes they won't be able to tell you, but sometimes they can't. Sometimes they could say, yeah, the doctor had a couple cancellations, and he looks like, you know, he's going to be twiddling his thumbs in the next 30 minutes. Come on down now. So that sometimes seems to work. And then let your doctor know and the doctor's office know. Don't be mean about it, okay? But, you know, explain to them and talk to them about, you know, ask them advice on what's the best way to handle a wait time. You know, you could say it to your doctor like this. You know what? Every time I'm here, I'm waiting 45 minutes to an hour. You know, I can't do this. Okay, well, you're probably going to get from the doctor, you know what? Fine. I'm not getting paid anyway. You know, if you have to take your business elsewhere, that's, like, totally fine by me. Do what you got to do because this is, you know, Obamacare sucks. Okay, so you may get that answer from them. Or you can approach it like this, going, doctor, I love you. But when is the best time to see you? Because if I only get off my lunch hour to come and see you, and I got to pick up the kids, I don't want to make an appointment and then have to run and leave. See what I mean? And then, you see what I mean? And then the doctor will say, well, then this is what we're going to do. You see, talk to them. That always seems to help. All right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, you could download the app on iPhone and Android. They're free apps. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. We are also on iHeartRadio. Tune in, and a variety of other places you can listen to us. But you can always go to my website at drdahlia.com. At drdahlia.com, you'll be able to listen to the show 24/7. You're going to see a button on the website, Fighting Blood Cancer, Helping Kids Fight Blood Cancer. I was nominated to be Women of the Year to help fundraise for this phenomenal campaign to raise money to help fight leukemia and lymphoma. And you're going to be hearing a lot about this. It's a fundraising drive that doesn't start till the end of March. So, you know, don't worry. I'm not going to be asking you guys to open up your wallets or anything. In fact, you know, I'll probably be asking, you know, you guys more for ideas on what's a great way to raise money. Because I, you know, it's really, really hard to, you know, listen to all, you guys get pitched for fundraising all the time. And, you know, many of us are still trying to figure out, you know, how to deal with everything we spent and donated Christmas time. Unfortunately, because so many people donate Christmas time, you have all these other charities that may not stand out Christmas time that then need help throughout the year. So the Leukemia and Lymphoma Campaign is in the spring. It's a great time. It's a great cause. But you're going to see a button there. And I'm kind of thinking about doing like a, you know, little raffles or something where, you know, of the people that donated that week, they get their name thrown into a raffle and then, you know, win a prize every week or something like that. So that's kind of what I'm working on. And if any of you have any ideas or could donate any prizes, please, when you go to my website, email me at the drdahlia.com website. Because, you know, when it comes to kids and cancer, you just can't, you know, and I'm overwhelmed already because I work with so many charities. But I love what I do, and I love these charities so much. And my uncle died of leukemia. My uncle died in the 1950s from leukemia. He had a AML, and he was dead within a week or two. They were thinking about taking bone marrow from my mom at the time, so they were already using bone marrow transplants as a course of treatment, but he died before my mom could even be prepped and ready. And it's a shame. And it's, you know, we're really fortunate now that we could fight these cancers. One of the kids I'm fighting for, his name is Dominique. He is the sweetest little kid, a 2-time cancer survivor. And he's only 5? I mean, wow. So when you guys go to that website, when you see that, it'll click you to a link. Learn more about the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, even though we're not really starting to fundraise the campaign till March 21. Right now, we're kind of getting all our ducks in a row. I'm also going to be doing a health fair. I really love it when you guys donate blood, and so I'm going to try to put on a health fair for those of you that live in Vegas, where you could come, you could donate blood, get a lot of free advice, get your blood pressure checked, sugar checked, some eye screens, and then I'm hoping we also get ice cream. Maybe we'll have some ice cream there, too. So I'm hoping to make it a real, real fun day. And, of course, to honor all our kids that have been fighting blood cancer and to raise money for them as well. So it's going to be kind of busy. Thank you guys for letting me, you know, share that with you. And, you know, it's going to be a big campaign. And I'm hoping to raise $20,000 for this kid. I really am. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In breaking news, Eric Holder had to be rushed to the hospital, taken to MedStar Washington Hospital Center because of faintness and shortness of breath. Apparently he was in a meeting and he had to be transported to a nearby hospital. They are saying he is in good condition right now, but he was having trouble breathing, faintness, shortness of breath, okay? So my guess is they're evaluating him right now for heart, lungs, etc. We'll keep you guys posted as we get more information. Now, you know, this new painkiller that people are saying is frightening. You're going to be seeing all these headlines. Frightening new painkiller. You see what the media wants to do? You know, well, they want to scare you into not wanting it. Well, the FDA has approved the new prescription drug Zohydro, and we have, I guess, a coalition right now of about 40 consumer addiction treatment group and healthcare groups trying to urge the FDA to revoke approval. Apparently, it's hydrocodone-based, and it's supposed to be a long-lasting opioid analgesic to treat chronic pain. Now, the coalition wrote in a letter to FDA Commissioner Dr. Margaret Hamburg, in the midst of a severe drug epidemic fueled by overprescribing of opioids, the very last thing this country needs is a new, dangerous, high-dose opioid. So, you know, some of you may be looking at this going, I don't get it. You know, where are the antibiotics? All right, where's, you know, with all the superbugs and, you know, where's the Alzheimer medicine treatment or the macular degeneration treatment? Where's that? Another painkiller? Well, you know, these companies, and, you know, here's the thing. And again, I'm not an economist, all right, and I'm not an analyst, all right, financial analyst. But, you know, what if these companies, again, you know, they need to make money. I'm not saying we have to help them make money. But, you know, if these pharmaceutical companies, if you want these guys to come up with drugs that they probably won't get paid for, we may have to cut them some slack and let them come up with a drug that is going to bring money in. All right? You know, I mean, thank God Pfizer, you know, was able to come up with the drugs that they did, all right, and was able to get the long, like Lipitor. I'm a huge fan of Lipitor. And Lipitor did very, very well for Pfizer. And Pfizer continues to make drugs, all right? I don't know which companies are going to stop doing which types of research. We've talked about that, where a lot of companies are now going to just hone in on only certain types of drugs. But, you know, we need to find out what we want, and we need to understand what is the role of the pharmaceutical company. If the role is just for them to make money, and that's really, they really don't care about anything else. They just want to make the money. Painkillers are the next big thing, because a lot of people that, like baby boomers that have arthritis, that can't take the Aleve or Motrin's over the counter because it bothers their kidneys and liver, etc. If we see there's a huge market for painkillers and that's what they want to target, okay, that's one thing. But if a pharmaceutical company needs to hedge and have multiple products that are successful while they work to get, you know, the other ones going, we may need to cut them some slack, okay? You know, do we need another narcotic out there? No, I don't think we need another hydrocodone, but we do need to figure out how we're going to handle opioid prescribing and find certain opioids that may do better. You know, some people are saying that the Zyhydro may be safer than other choices because the shorter acting, you need to pop them every 4 to 6 hours. If this is longer acting, maybe you're going to take on, you know, less Tylenol. So, you know, all these headlines trying to make it look, you know, worse than it is. You know, they're saying this could be the next OxyContin. All right, well, I understand there's prescription overdose deaths. I get that. But what if this is going to allow you to use less of the other prescriptions? I don't know much about it. All right, and I'm not a pain specialist, so I don't know how excited they are about this drug. But just, I think everybody needs to stop for a second before they start boycotting and yelling at the FDA. We need to take a look and see what's going on with the whole system. This, again, was a problem with Obamacare. I agree, a pre-existing clause or a pre-existing condition, all right, and not being allowed to use your health care for that, that's been a bunch of bogus that we've been dealing with for years. I'm glad that got fixed. But what we fail to stop and realize is nobody then is going to buy insurance and spend the high money that they have to now spend, the high cost, if they're healthy. Because insurance costs too much, so now they're going to wait till they have a condition because they can't be turned away. You see? I mean, you then have to stop and realize, well, what's going on here? All right, and because of that pre-existing clause, that's one of the reasons why the prices went up. So you may think you're championing and you're advocating for something good, but you need to look and see all the sequela that happens with that. And again, I'm not saying I want to help these pharmaceutical companies. I'm not saying that. I'm not taking a side here. But just realize trying to stop one drug could unfortunately cause us not to get the other ones that we need. And maybe everybody just needs to sit down. Let's get the media out of it. All right? But everybody just needs to sit down and find out, what the hell do we need? Okay? And how much money do these pharmaceutical companies need to make these good drugs? 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. Don't go away.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving. GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items. Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and get a free King James Bible with every purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.